News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday as we kick off hour number two of the program here on KFIZ. And, of course, hour number two on a Friday is devoted to our conversations with local law enforcement, talking about safety, talking about different things going on at both the City Police Department and the County Sheriff's Office and surrounding departments as well. And joining us here, as always, back after a week off, is Officer Steve Olson with the City of Fond du Lac Police Department. Steve, good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful. How are you, Spencer?
We are doing well, and it's almost the end of June. 4th of July is on the horizon, so we're in the thick of summer here, and it feels good. It's good to have summer upon us.
Absolutely. It's good to be back, although I'm not going to lie. I did enjoy my time last week up north. Myself and my son and my dad and brother and uncle and a couple other buddies, we traveled up to Phelps, Wisconsin, and we stayed on Lake Vuedezere for a week of fishing and relaxating, and we had a great time.
Did you catch any big ones?
You know, the funny thing, so we went up there on a muskie hunt.
Oh.
Right? I've never caught a muskie. I've been trying, but never caught one. I've only actually seen one in my entire life, which is rare because they really aren't that hard to catch as most people think. You know, people refer to it as a fish of, you'll either hear the 1,000 casts or 10,000 casts. But regardless, I've never gotten one. And the first morning we were there, my brother and I, we woke up early, like 4:30, and we were on the water and fishing. And about a little after 5, I got a message from my 9-year-old son who said, basically in his message, come get me, I'm ready. And I couldn't believe it because I didn't think he'd get up that early. Well, we went back to the dock. There he was sitting at the end patiently waiting for us. And about 45 minutes after that, my brother caught a 38-inch muskie, which is a big fish, but it was a beautiful fish. But in the world of muskies, that's actually a smaller muskie, but the biggest one I've ever seen, and at least touched. And I got to net it, and I was successful in doing so. You never want to be the person that is using the net when someone has any kind of nice fish on and accidentally knock the lure from the fish, and thus the fish get away. So I was proud of my netting skills, and it was a cool moment between my brother and I and my son, and took a few pictures and released the fish, and we fished the rest of the week. We thought, man, we're going to be into it. We never saw another one, never had another bite, at least from a muskie, but we did catch a lot of other fish. My son, Noah, he caught his first 2 northern pikes, and he's hooked now. I mean, he's always loved fishing, but, man, he felt how fun it is to catch northerns, and that's really all he wants to do now. So
Very cool.
Yeah.
Glad you had a good time. We had a good conversation with Chief Pouch last week, and good to have you back here this morning. We actually talked last week. It kind of ties into what we're talking about this week. We talked about calling 911 and when to call, when not to call, what's an appropriate time to call 911 when something's happening. And today we're talking about calling in a different sense. It's cell phones and driving.
Absolutely. And this is something that I'll say is near and dear to my heart because of the dangers of it, along with what I routinely see almost daily when I am driving to work. I travel on Johnson Street to and from work, and it's very easy to, see what is kind of going around, going on next to you in vehicles. And almost every day I see someone using their cell phone. Oftentimes, I see people texting while driving, which we're going to talk about today. But let's talk about the law itself. Our texting and driving, or texting while driving laws in Wisconsin, are housed under our inattentive driving statute. And the portion of that statute that deals with texting while driving, it says this. It says, no person may drive any motor vehicle while composing or sending an electronic text message or an electronic mail message, i.e. an email, mm-hmm. right? And I think most of us are aware of that. If not, well, you are now. But I think some people aren't aware, unless you have young children that are just learning to drive, which I have one. She's going to be taking driver's ed here in the next month or so. But that is teens, or if you have, generally it's teens, but if you have a probationary license or an instruction permit, it is illegal for you to use a cell phone at all. So above and beyond texting, emailing, they cannot use a cell phone. There is one exception, and I'm assuming you probably touched on this last week, and that is they could use a cell phone to report an emergency.
Right.
So that is the only exception to that. But, people with probationary licenses or instruction permits, they cannot use them other than that one exception. It is also illegal to use your handheld cell phone. So no driver may use the handheld mobile device in any construction zone.
Mm. Yeah.
Again, there's an exception. That's if there's an accident, you're reporting, an emergency, you can. But you can't be on your phone if you're holding it in your hand while going through a construction zone. And then, of course, texting while driving is illegal for all drivers. Now, Spencer, pretty well, where I like numbers and I like statistics. And these statistics that we're going to talk about today, I think, are absolutely mind-blowing. So let's just start out with, I'm going to ask, how many crashes do you think there are each year in the U.S.?
Crashes total in the U.S.?
Let's just say crashes, we'll make it easier. How many crashes in the U.S. are there related to texting while driving? How about that?
I'll guess 5,000.
5,000.
Is that too low, too high?
Would you like another chance? Try again.
I'm guessing I'm way too low.
Yes, you are way too low.
10,000 then.
Keep going.
20,000.
It is absolutely mind-blowing. Before I tell you the answer, let me just back up because I'm going to really put this in context. We have about 1.6 million accidents in the U.S. in general.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 25% of them, you can do the math in your head, involve cell phone.
Wow.
Okay. If you are using a cell phone, so not even, saying texting or sending an email. If you are just using a handheld device, you are 23 times more likely to crash.
Wow. That is mind-blowing. Yeah.
And how about this? Every 22 minutes in our state, someone crashes due to texting while driving. Every 22 minutes.
Wow.
I said earlier, where I see people daily texting while driving, 20% of people have admitted to doing it, right? And I think that's pretty low, but yeah, 20%, that's a lot. Now, teens, right? We are one of the states that allows our wonderful teens to operate motor vehicles. Teens are 400% more likely to be in a crash. All right, just because of their, less experience behind the wheel. When they add texting and driving, we end up with horrific statistics like 11 teens die every single day because they were texting and driving. The take-home point there, moms and dads, the grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, whomever is listening today, if you can influence a teen driver to put that phone away. You've already hopefully learned today that it's illegal for them to even use that phone if they're on their probationary license or their instructional permit. But we all need to do, in my opinion, a better job of getting that message across to our teens. Because you think back to when we were younger, Spence, right? We're going to live forever, right? We can handle it, right? Thank goodness when I got my driver's license, we didn't have cell phones, right? So I didn't have that temptation there. But I know what the temptation is like, and I'm almost 50. Can't imagine being a teen where their social life, their sometimes for some kids, their social existence is right there you know, on their phones. Mm-hmm. That instantaneous need to talk now or to answer a text. When a person does that, when you text on your phone while driving or glance down to read a quick email, 5 seconds your eyes, on average, are off of the roadway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 5 seconds, you might think, well, that's really not that long of a time. But if you closed your eyes for 5 seconds and just waited, 5 seconds, and I encourage everyone to do this, then imagine closing your eyes for that length of time while driving your vehicle. I've done this with groups of citizens. And then I ask, how many of you now would close your eyes for 5 seconds while operating your vehicle on a roadway? Not a one of them raises their hand and says, oh, I would do that, right? Because it's when you do that little test, it's absolutely, you're just like, well, that's really dangerous. That's obvious. But yet, that same 5 seconds is the amount of time that most, you know, that your eyes are off the roadway. So in that amount of time, if you were going, let's say, 55 miles an hour on the highway, which we don't because it's 70, but let's use 55, round numbers here, you will travel the length of a football field. So it's just, it is one of those things that I think we can, as a society, as a community, we need to, you know, those of us that, you know, our role models to kids, parents, you know, again, aunts, uncles, grandmas, and grandpas, you know, be mindful of what they see you doing. You know, if you as parents, you know, you have little kids, you have teens, if you're on your phone texting in the car, you know, they're seeing that. And to me, this is one of the areas that we can do something about. We can reduce texting and driving because it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be, if you are the operator of a vehicle, you have to make this choice, you know, consciously and say, you know, I'm putting my phone away. A lot of phones nowadays have a feature that you can put your phone into that if someone texts you, they get an automatic message back saying, yeah, do not disturb, you're driving right now, and
yep,
you'll call them back later. I think that is a wonderful feature that every person should have activated on your phone. And if you're not sure if your phone has that, I almost guarantee you it does. And if you need help finding it, call me. I'll help you. I'll even come to your house and look at your phone for you in order to enable that. Because these just little things like that can help reduce, you know, maybe the urge for you to quick answer a text message. You know, there's so many great campaigns going on with DOT, different slogans, you know, stop text, stop wrecks. The one I like the best is, you know, it can wait.
Yeah.
And that's basically in a nutshell. There's not a text message, there's not an email that is worth, you know, getting injured over or, you know, worse yet, dying over.
Yeah, the one thing I do, I put my phone, and I have that that feature you talked about, the auto text that sends it out when someone tries to text you. But my car has Bluetooth, so I'm able to Bluetooth the call through my stereo. So if it's really important, the people know, hey, you can call me, it'll go through my Bluetooth, I can answer hands-free while I'm driving. And that's at least the practice I do. Obviously, if your car doesn't have Bluetooth, it's one thing. But, you know, there are ways out there, like you said, to prevent people from, you know, being distracted. And I agree, we definitely can do something about it, and we should do something about it for sure.
Absolutely. You know, most of us are, I'll say a lot of us, let's say, I don't know if it's most anymore, but we remember, at least I remember, the days before cell phones, and we survived just fine. We were able to get to our destinations and, you know, have conversations, you know, once we got there. You know, it's just, it's so dangerous, and, you know, especially now, I mean, those of us that are going to be having young kids on the road, I mean, I'm concerned for her driving, but I'm also, you know, obviously concerned for others driving around her. The thought of someone, you know, being distracted, you know, driving around anyone, but much, you know, much less one of my loved ones, is concerning. So, again, just help spread the message, you know, reinforce that point. And then, you know, if you do get pulled over, it is in Wisconsin, texting while driving is a primary offense, which means if you are seen by a law enforcement officer texting while driving, you can be stopped for that. You can be fined. The fine's around $200, 4 points assessed to your driver's record. If you're in Alaska, wait for it, $10,000 fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, you know, and each state is different, you know. I think if someone wanted to make $1 billion, you could come up with a device that would, you know, jam any kind of cell phone signal once your car is in motion. I don't know, maybe that's out there. I don't know. I always come up with great ideas, I think, but often too late. So if you do, I think I would look into that technology. So,
excellent.
Hey, that's our show for today.
Excellent. Steve, thanks as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again next week.
See you next week.